Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio as we come to you every week, Wednesday, noon. It is the final Wednesday show in February. I can't believe it's come and gone. 2 months of this fabulous 2015 campaign are just about in the books. We are preparing to discuss at length the Honda Classic as the PGA Tour moves from the West Coast to the East Coast. We will recap what happened in the world of golf last week. And, of course, I always have a strategy for your game. Let's start out first by congratulating the winners a week ago. At Riviera, the winner, James Hahn, the 33-year-old Cal graduate, born in Seoul, Korea, sold shoes for a little while, hung around, played some pretty good golf on the web.com tour, and he breaks through at famed Riviera, one of my personal favorite golf courses in the entire world. Been there on a number of occasions, and it tests every single part of your game, including your nerves. Hahn came through with flying colors on the second playoff hole, defeating Paul Casey. And Dustin Johnson, who has played only his third event since his self-imposed exile from golf for about 6 months, and he looks really good. Watch out, 2015, Dustin Johnson is back, no question about it. Also, a hearty congratulations to a young lady who wins the Australian Open, Lydia Ko, still not even 18 years old. Lydia Ko, number one player in the world, her sixth title in her short and amazing early career on the LPGA Tour. And we've talked a number of times about Lydia Ko on the show, and she's not going away, folks. She's here to stay for a very, very long time, although she said she'll probably only play till she's about 30. But that notwithstanding, Lydia Ko's swing and mental and physical, if you will, thinking, as I like to call it, an action approach to the game, are right on. She settled in with a caddy. As you recall, she had trouble deciding on who would caddy for her. She has jettisoned the glasses. She got the surgery. So she's in pretty good shape right now and should be competitive for an extended period of time. This is obviously no flash in the pan. And this week, actually yesterday, the PGA of America made it official that Davis Love III will be the captain for the next Ryder Cup at the Chaska, Minnesota Hazeltine National. And they made a few changes. The task force came together trying to make this the ultimate team event. And they've done it by using a formula. They're going to have four vice captains. Two of the vice captains will be former captains. One has already been chosen. That's Tom Lehman. They'll choose one more. And the other two will be players with extensive Ryder Cup experience. So we'll see. My guess, early guess, would be Paul Azinger would be a great choice as the other former captain to be a vice captain. Eight of the 12 team members will be named on points after the Barclays. Three of the four captains' picks will be announced after the BMW. That's the next week. And then the final pick will be made after the Tour Championship. I guess we'll call this the Billy Horschel rule, since Billy was not named to the team, and then he went ahead and won two tournaments in a row and the FedEx Cup. Obviously, the American side is now attempting to get the hottest team, not just the best players, but also adding the hottest players. And so it's a positive move. Everybody likes Davis. So we'll see. I just want him to have fun. I think that that has been something that has lacked. I think that the process of winning is now in motion, as opposed to just trying so hard to win. Just like I do with One Thought Golf, it is a process. There are really no shortcuts. And if you follow the process, you have a great chance of winning. Okay, let's talk a little bit now about this week's event, the Honda Classic. As you know, I'm out of Boca Raton, so we'll be heading on out to PGA National, the Champions Course for that event. Great golf course, great viewing golf course. So if you're in the area, go out and see the greatest players in the world. And by the way, this would be, I think, the number one event of the year so far as the number of players. Major champions, there's 20. It's a field of 144. I'm going to highlight, of course, Phil Mickelson is in the field. Rory McIlroy is in the field. We've got Martin Keimer is in the field, Sergio Garcia, a guy who had a good week last week, Angel Cabrera. Also, Vijay Singh is entered, who's the 52-year-old miracle wonder man. That golf swing hasn't changed in 33 years since we've known Vijay since he was a young man. Okay, so a few of the groups that I'm highlighting, I've got my eye on Brian Harman, Derek Ernst, and Ryan Palmer. I know that may strike some as interesting, but Palmer was in the playoff a year ago, lost to Henley, but I like it. Graham McDowell's playing with Ricky Fowler and Russell Henley, the defending champion. Martin Keimer, Phil Mickelson, and Sergio are in the same group. Let's take a look. We've got Jason Duffner, Ken Duke, and Ernie Els are in a group. Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, who's a local product, a winner a few weeks ago on the PGA Tour. Patrick Reed will be making his return. He took a couple weeks off. He'll be playing with Billy Horschel, the defending FedEx Cup champion, and Justin Rose, the U.S. Open champion from a couple years ago. Retief Goosen is with Lucas Glover, Scott Stallings. We saw Retief play some terrific golf a week ago. So those are a few of the groups that I have my eye on, and I will give you my pick to win the tournament, my picks. As you know, I always take three. By the way, we're close to 2 years on the air, and it has been two wonderful years. Thanks so much for all the support, and I love getting emails, and I email everybody. As you know, it takes me a day or two to get back to you, but I love the response that we get. And I'll give out my email address a little later in the show. Okay, now, today's strategy is a combo of strategies. It's an important package that I want you to pay attention to. Package number one, play golf. If we spend too much time trying to be perfect, we will miss the point of playing the game. This can lead to disappointment, and it will impede your improvement. Be realistic about yourself. Remember, we've talked about it. It's a love affair. You love golf, and golf loves you. Therefore, there are bumps in the road. We need to go beyond those bumps and allow us to play our best golf. Smile when you hit a bad shot. Laugh at yourself, because it's a great tension reliever, and it will allow you to move forward, and it will speed up your process of getting better. Leave the miracle shots to somebody else. We all want to pull off that miracle, but it rarely happens. Instead, we often are left in worse shape than we were before we tried the impossible shot. Most of the time, in evaluating a tough situation on the golf course, there is an action that is reasonable and much better percentage to take. Once again, the best way to figure this out, talk it out loud. It puts it in a conscious thinking player coach perspective, which you are now a player coach. The goal is to drop strokes. A bogey is better than a double. Take your medicine and continue the round. And I have a name for this. I call it thoughtful troubleshooting. Use your legs. Studying sports and athletes, we often get caught up in what they do with their upper bodies. That's easy to do because that's what we're watching. But in reality, the lower body is the driving force in sports. Your legs create the power that help you drive through the shot. If possible, play with better players. Look for opportunities to play with golfers that are more accomplished than you are. I did it for several years, and simply by osmosis, I did learn to play better. By the way, who knows, you might be able to teach them a thing or two along the way. Challenge yourself. Try to play your golf course from the tips or at least a longer set of tees than you do now. This will force you to hit different clubs from different places on the golf course. It will help build your confidence that is now part of your new thinking and action game. In other words, don't always take the easy, safe road. In the end, your improvement is based upon pushing yourself to heights that you have not achieved to this point. You can and you will do it. We'll have more strategy information for you next week. That's it for today on the strategy. Now, let's move along to my picks this week in the Honda Classic, taking place at the PGA National Golf Club in PGA Gardens, Florida, and Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, I should say, the Champions Course. I've got Ryan Palmer, Keegan Bradley, and Graham Dillette. That's Ryan Palmer, Keegan Bradley, and Graham Dillette. I did win a couple weeks ago when I had Snedeker winning at Pebble Beach. Last week I had Dustin Johnson. I was going for 2 weeks in a row, and he came up just a half a buck short in the playoff. Once again, I've got Palmer, Bradley, and Dillette. That is my show for this week, but before I say goodbye, I want to give you my email address. Love to get emails, as I said, and I will respond to everyone. The email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. Everybody have a great week, a safe week, some bad weather around the country. Take it easy on the roads. Play great golf. Hit them long and straight. Keep it in the short grass. So until next week, Bob Geismar on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.